ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाद्धृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीढ्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहम्। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृततुगे नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। वी हैव कम्प्लीटेड् सेकेण्ड् चाप्टर् एण्ड् थर्ड् चाप्टर् बिगिन्स् वित् अर्जुनास् क्वश्चिन्। ईवन् दो भगवान् हिम्सेल्फ् क्लियर्ली टाट् दि एण्टैर् वेदिक् विषन् आफ् spiritual journey, Arjuna managed to have doubts. Vedanta allows doubts because it is not a matter of accepting some dogmas and doctrines, but it is a matter of clear understanding. While conveying the teachings of Vedanta, the teacher has one practical problem, that is, he has to convert the subtle ideas into a gross words. And student also has this practical problem, that he has to convert the gross words into subtle ideas. While doing so, the student finds that his notions, previous notions, his prejudices obstruct that right type of understanding. If he is a filtered listener with lot of notions, with lot of prejudices, then he will receive only those ideas which he is already in conversation with, which he likes. Those ideas only will enter his mind. Whenever teacher talks about karma yoga, if he is a man of conviction that karma yoga leads to moksha, then all karma yoga ideas will enter. A passive or a secluded type of person, one who likes seclusion and studies, jnana yoga portion only will enter his mind. So this is called filtered listening. This filtered listening is an obstruction for the proper understanding of entire Vedantic teaching. But if the student has Shraddha towards the teacher, faith towards the Shastram, then he will ask doubts to the teacher instead of rejecting the Vedanta itself. There are so many people who will attend one or two classes, Vedantic classes, then immediately they will reject, it is not for us. Instead of blaming the teacher, telling that he doesn't know how to tell, if the student has Shraddha in the scriptures and the teacher, he will ask doubts. Asking doubt is a sign of thinking mind. Because in Vedantic classes, there is a tremendous churning in our thought process. Like Samudra Mathana. So many people churning that Kshira Samudra, what came first? Only Visha came first. Similarly here also, only doubts will be the first product. But we have to continue that churning more and more, then finally Amrita, that is Atma Vidya, will be the result. Therefore, a student must not be a casual or a passive person. A casual student will not have doubts at all. Jnani also don't have doubt, and a passive student also doesn't have doubts. Arjuna, being a sincere student, he very carefully heard and he is asking his doubt. What is his doubt? If you see the second chapter, initially Arjuna surrendered to the Lord saying, Yashreyasyan nishchitam bruhitanme shishyasteham shatimam tvam prapannam. I am your disciple, I am surrendering to you. Please teach me what is Shreyas for me. Shreyas is a beautiful technical word. Ultimately it means, Shreyas means Atmajnanam or Mokshaha. So Bhagavan revealed Atmajnanam as the only Shreyas. Because Moksha means freedom. Freedom means it must be a permanent one. If it is a permanent one, there is no question of attaining it. But it is a question of recognizing it. So recognition in the form of knowledge. Siddha Vastu always attained in the form of knowledge. Sadhya Vastu, attainable things are attained in the form of action. But Siddha Vastu is always attained in the form of knowledge. Therefore, Bhagavan started his teaching Ashocha Nanvashochastvam Prajnavadamcha Bhashase Katasun Agadasuncha Na Anushochanti Panditaha. Panditaha Na Anushochanti, he told. Wise men never grieve. Then he entered the teaching Esha Brahmi Stiti Partha Nainam Prapya Vimukhyati. Having gained this Atmajnanam, there is no conflicts in life. Also Bhagavan told that Jnani is free from all types of emotional problems. He told Atmanyeva Atmana Tushtaha Vitaraga Bhayakrodaha Dukkeshu Anudvignamanaha Sukeshu Vigadasprahaha. He is not shattered by Sukha and Dukkha. He doesn't have attachments. He doesn't have krodha, he doesn't have fear, and he is a happy person. Atmani eva atmana tushtaha. And also Bhagavan told that jnani alone attains shanti. Sa shanti maapnoti na kama kami. He told jnani alone can attain shanti, not a ignorant person. Having heard all these things, naturally Arjuna was convinced that Atmajnanam alone is the solution for his problem. What was his problem? His problem was in the form of Raga, Shoka and Moha. Attachment, sorrow and delusion. Bhagavan told, a Jnani will not have any attachment. Dukkesha Anudviginamanaha Na Abhinandati Na Dveshti. And Bhagavan told, Jnani doesn't have Shoka. Jnani doesn't have Shoka, he told Atmanyeva Atmana Tushtaha Sa Shanti Maapnoti, etc. Then Bhagavan told Jnani doesn't have Mohaha Nainam Prapya Vimukhyati, he told. Therefore he understood that Atmajnanam is the solution for his problem. And for Atmajnanam he understood that he should dedicate his entire life by taking into sannyasa way of life, by renouncing all the karmas and duties. Bhagavan told, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna. All types of karmas will lead to only Traigunya Vishayaha, maybe maximum heavenly pleasures you will get. So therefore, Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna, he told. So now, Arjuna's doubt is, if I have to gain Atmajnanam, Bhagavan should have told me that, hey Arjuna, go to sannyasa way of life, renounce, take sannyas, take a garva class and study the Vedantic scriptures living in the forest. He should have told. But at the same time Bhagavan told to Arjuna, karmanyeva adhikarate ma phaleshu kadachana. You are eligible for only karma. Then he told, Yogastha Kuru Karmani is ordering that you have to do your duties being Yogastha. And he told, Tasmad Uttishta Kaunteya Yuddhaya Krita Nishchayaha. So now the contradiction has come in the mind of Arjuna. If Atmajnanam is the solution, then why should I go for karma marga. Does the Lord mean that karma marga itself will give atma jnana, as some philosophers say? They say you go on, do karma, then you will get purity of mind, and suddenly on one day there will be a flash of light and you can see the Lord face to face. So does it mean that going on doing karma will give the atma jnanam and moksha? So Arjuna's confusion here is due to his filtered learning, filtered hearing. What made him to have that filtering? While expressing, he told, I am not able to kill my kith and kin, so it is better to have bhikshya way of life. Bhikshya way of life means going to sannyasa, renouncing all the battlefield and war. So his natural inclination was to escape from the terrible war. He was not afraid of war, he loves war. But still, this particular war is the problem for him because he has to kill his own kith and kin. Therefore, now Arjuna tries to escape from that ghora karma called war, telling that, O Lord, as you told, I am interested only in atma jnanam, and you also glorified knowledge, and you also glorified that jnana marga, and you condemned the karma marga also, karma phala also you have condemned. So it is better if you tell that, hey Arjuna, go and take sannyas. But as far as Bhagavan's teaching is concerned, we should understand that his teaching was very clear. What was his teaching? Karma yoga prepares the seeker for jnana yogyata by neutralizing our strong likes and dislikes. Raga dvesha, karma yoga prepares the mind for knowledge. Then after preparation, if a person goes for jnana marga, then jnana marga gives atma jnanam. Ultimately he recognizes his nitya muktatva. So what was the roadmap revealed by Krishna according to the scriptures? Keeping the Veda in mind, Krishna told, karma yoga, everybody has to perform karma yoga, prepare your mind, then go for jnana marga, gain the knowledge and be free. Karma yoga is incomplete without jnana yoga. Jnana yoga is impossible without karma yoga. Once more I tell, karma yoga is incomplete. Because karma yoga will lead to only karma phala. Even though it is yoga, karma will lead to karma phala. Karma phala cannot be the moksham. Moksham cannot be the karma phalam. Because it is a nitya vastu. Param chet jnatavyam, aparam chet praptavyam. Therefore, moksha cannot be a karma phala, and karma gives only karma phala. Therefore, karma yoga is incomplete without knowledge. And jnana marga is impossible for a person who doesn't have that yogyata, who doesn't have that preparation of mind. Therefore, there is no option between them. Bhagavan himself told that yadate moha kalilam buddhir veditarishyati tada gandhasi nirvedam shrotavyasya srutasya cha. When you perform your duties, ultimately you will get that purity of mind which will be expressed in the form of vairagyam, renunciation. Then shruti vipradipannate yatha sastasi nishchala samadha vachala buddhihi tada yogam avasyati. Two stages he has told. But Arjuna did not understood this teaching and therefore asked the following doubt.
Atha tritiyodhyayah Arjuna uvacha jayasi chet karmanaste mata buddhir janardana tatkim karmani ghore mam niyojayasi keshava.
He janardana, O Lord, buddhihi karmanaha jayasi chet. If atma jnanam, buddhihi means here atma jnanam, is greater than karma, action, iti te mata chet, if this is your own opinion, tad tarhi, then ಕಿಂ ಕರ್ಮಣಿ ಮಾಂ ನಿಯೋಜಯಸಿ, ವೈ ಡು ಯು ಕಂಪಲ್ ಮೀ ಟು ಡೂ ದಿಸ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್. ನಿಯೋಜಯಸಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕಂಪಲಿಂಗ್. ವೈ ಡು ಯು ಕಂಪಲ್ ಮೀ, ಫೋರ್ಸ್ ಮೀ ಟು ಡೂ ದಿಸ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್? ವಾಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್? ಘೋರೇ ಕರ್ಮಣಿ ಮಾಂ ನಿಯೋಜಯಸಿ ಕಿಂ. ಘೋರೇ ಕರ್ಮಣಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟೆರಿಬಲ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್. ಹಿಯರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಟೆರಿಬಲ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಉತ್ತಿಷ್ಟ ಕೌಂತೇ ಯುದ್ಧಾಯ ಕೃತ ನಿಶ್ಚಯ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಪ್ಲೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಲೈಕ್ ಈಟಿಂಗ್ ಐಸ್ ಕ್ರೀಮ್, ಐ ವುಡ್ ಹವ್ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ಅಡ್ವೈಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎ ಪ್ಲೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಕರ್ಮ, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಟೆರಿಬಲ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ವೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಕಿಲ್ ಮೈ ಓನ್ ಕಿತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕಿನ್. ದೆನ್ ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಐ ಗೈನ್ ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಬೈ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟೆರಿಬಲ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್? I know, as far as your teaching is concerned, I know action will not produce knowledge. Action cannot produce any knowledge, not only Atmajnana. Action cannot produce any knowledge. Suppose somebody wants to have a physics knowledge. So he goes to college and there is a physics department. He goes on, sees daily that physics department. So after 1 year, will he get physics knowledge? Action cannot give any knowledge. Therefore, this action will not give me Atma Jnana. According to you, the karma itself is inferior. Durena Hyavaram Karma Buddhi Yoga Dhananjaya, Bhagavan told. The karma itself is inferior and causes bondage. Action creates results. Results will be in the form of Punya and Phala. According to the Punya Phala, Janma and again Marana, again and again this bondage is created. Then why should you ask me to do this Ghora Karma, which is still more inferior? You should have asked me to take sannyasa and to study Vedanta in the forest. Hey Keshava, I am not able to understand the purpose of your command. Arjuna continues, ವ್ಯಾಮಿಶ್ರೇಣೇವ ವಾಕ್ಯೇನ ಬುದ್ಧಿಂ ಮೋಹಯಸೀವ ಮೇ ತದೇಕಂ ವದ ನಿಶ್ಚಿತ್ಯ ಯೇನ ಶ್ರೇಯೋಹಮಾಪ್ನುಯಾಮ್. ಅರ್ಜುನ ಸೇಸ್, ಓ ಭಗವಾನ್, ಐ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಟು ಯು ಆಸ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಶ್ರೇಯಸ್. ಯು ಟೋಲ್ ದಟ್ ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಇಸ್ ದ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಶ್ರೇಯಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಗೈನಿಂಗ್ ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಐ ಶುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಎ ಸನ್ಯಾಸಿ, ಬಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಆಸ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಮೀ ಟು ಫೈಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಾರ್. ಮೇ ಬುದ್ಧಿಂ ಮೋಹಯಸಿ ಇವ ಇದೆ. ಇಟ್ ಸೀನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಆಸ್ ದೋ ಯು ಆರ್ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್ ಮೈ ಮೈಂಡ್. ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್. ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ, ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಂ. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈ ಇನ್ ವೇದಾಂತ ಪರಂಪರಾ ದೇ ಸೇ ನೆವರ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿ, ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಲೌಡ್. ಸೇಮ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಮೀನ್ so many ideas, so many other meaning. So self-study is not allowed because of this language problem. In the last shloka, buddhi means atma-jnanam. In this shloka, buddhi means mind. So me buddhim mohayasi iva. Iva is a beautiful word which means as though, seemingly. As though you are confusing me. He did not tell you are confusing me. It is a, like blaming the teacher. So he says, as though you are confusing me. I know that you are committed to remove my confusion, then how can you confuse me, add more and more confusion in me? So what is the point of confusion? How this confusion happened? He says, Vyamishrena iva vakyena. By your seemingly contradictory words. By your seemingly contradictory words, mixed up words, jumbled words, you are as though confusing my mind. Here Arjuna uses the word iva twice. He did not blame the Lord telling that you are confusing me. He says, for me it appears that you are as though confusing me through your seemingly contradictory words. He is convinced that the Lord or Shastram will never confuse. So benefit of the doubt he gives to himself, that because of mama manda buddhi, because of my unqualified mind, it seems, it appears to me as though you are confusing me. This iva word shows the humility ಆಫ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ. ಅರ್ಜುನ ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಹಂಬಲ್ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್ ಇನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಐಡಿಯಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಹಿ ಡೌಟ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಡೌಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಇಫ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ ಡಿಸೈಡ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಟೀಚರ್ ಈಸ್ ರಾಂಗ್, ದೆನ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಫರ್ದರ್ ಲರ್ನಿಂಗ್, ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಅಪ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗೋ ಅವೇ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಅಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ ಇನ್ ದ ಟೀಚರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ ದೆಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. Therefore, Arjuna here, by using Iva, conveys the idea that you may be totally correct, O Lord, you may be totally correct, but I perceive this contradiction in your statements. Then what is the contradiction? What is the contradiction Arjuna means here is, O Lord, you said that Atma Jnanam gives moksha, therefore do your duty. This therefore is the problem. Akkada unna వెంకటాచలపతి ఇక్కడ ఉన్నారు, దేర్ ఫోర్ లెటస్ గో టు తిరుపతి. వాట్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద లార్డ్ హూ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది తిరుపతి, వెంకటాచలపతి ఈస్ హియర్ ఆల్సో, దేర్ ఫోర్ వీ నీడ్ నాట్ గో మస్ట్ బి ది కన్క్లూషన్, ప్రాపర్ కన్క్లూషన్. బట్ హియర్ ద పర్సన్ సేస్ దేర్ ఫోర్ లెటస్ గో టు తిరుపతి, సో దిస్ దేర్ ఫోర్ డజన్ కన్వే ఎనీ మీనింగ్. సిమిలర్లీ ఆత్మజ్ఞానం గివ్స్ మోక్ష, దేర్ ఫోర్ డూ యువర్ డ్యూటీ. హౌ కెన్ యూ సే యూ ఓన్లీ ప్రైజ్ ఏ జ్ఞాని దట్ యావాన్ అర్థ ఉదపానే సర్వత సంప్లుతోతకే తావాన్ సర్వేషు వేదేషు బ్రాహ్మణస్య విజానతః విజానతః బ్రాహ్మణస్య ఫార్ ఎ వైస్ పర్సన్ ఆల్ దిస్ కర్మ ఫలాస్ ఆర్ లైక్ ఎ స్మాల్ లేక్ అండ్ హిస్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఇస్ లైక్ ఎ ఓషన్ అండ్ ఆల్ ద హ్యాపీనెస్ విచ్ ఆర్ గెయిన్డ్ త్రూ ది కర్మ ఫల విల్ బి లైక్ ఎ ఆర్డినరీ లేక్. So indirectly you have condemned the karma phala and karma, now you are asking me to do that duty. Do you mean to say performance of duty will give me atma jnanam? Therefore, O Lord, remove my confusion. Tad ekam nischitya vada, tad ekam nischitya vada, tell that one thing, tad ekam vada, tell that one thing, whether it is karma marga or jnana marga will give moksha. And tad nischitya vada, I don't have capacity to decide, you yourself decide on behalf of me. I don't want to have a vague answer. Don't tell that A B T K O B T K. Don't be like a yes man. There are so many yes men are in society. You ask anything, they will say, yes sir, correct sir, yes sir, correct sir, like that. One Prahastha is there in Ramayana. Don't be like a Prahastha. Prahastha was a minister in Ravana's council. So Hanumanji went to Sri Lanka, burnt half of the Lanka. And Ravana heard that Rama reached the shore and he is building the bridge also to cross over the ocean. So Ravana organized a council of ministers. So he asked the Prahastha, Prahastha, it seems that we have brought some problem to our land by bringing the Sita. Should I give back Sita? Then Prahastha told, yes Lord, it is not proper. So they are very powerful. Rama is very powerful. He may cross the ocean and he may destroy you. Then immediately Ravana got angry. Do you mean to say that ordinary mortal being Rama will destroy me? No Lord, how can an ordinary person can destroy you? You are the Trilokadhipati. You have conquered even Yama. But I see, Ravana says again, but I see that there are some powerful warriors in that side. Yes Lord, the monkey who came to this Lanka is one of the inferior quality monkey, and more than him so many powerful people are there. Certainly we are going to have troubles. Ravana asks, do you mean to say that they will conquer our land? No Lord, how can they conquer your land? You have conquered the land of Yama. So what do you get by this conversation? No benefit. The questioner can never have a conclusion. Because Prahastha, one Acharya says, Prahastha would have read that Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. There is a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. So, don't be a Prahastha type of person. You need not have fear towards me. You are my teacher. If teacher doesn't say what is the truth, then how can I learn? Therefore, you yourself take the decision on my behalf and tell me one path. What path? Yena Shreyaha Aham Aptunayam. Again, the same word Shreyas he is using here. He says, by following that path, I can certainly attain that Shreyas, namely freedom or moksha. By this, Arjuna conveyed his tremendous Shraddha in the Lord. He has given power of attorney. You decide on my behalf. I don't have that much of thinking capacity. Already I am confused. One more doubt also has come. So you decide on my behalf. So he is going to follow that path which is chosen by Lord himself. He is ready to drop all his ego and prejudices. When people come for solution, for counseling, they will tell the problem. Then we sadhus, when we give solution, tell Rama Nama, something we say, they won't follow it. But here Arjuna says, whatever you say, I am going to follow. So this dropping the prejudices, dropping the well-nourished notions is really a painful affair. So many years I have nicely nourished certain ideas or notions. Then this teacher is telling that these are all wrong notions. So what general people will say? As long as teacher supports his notion, he will say, oh, this Swami knows many things, so he is correct. Then once the teacher opposes his notion, then immediately you say, the Swami doesn't know much thing it seems. So he will go away. But Arjuna has that Shraddha in the teacher. So this dropping, he was ready to drop his own ego, his own well-nourished prejudices. Really speaking, Vedantic pursuit is very, very painful one. Really speaking, if you are a serious person in Vedanta, you will feel that pain. That is the reason people are not available for Vedantic classes. You tell one drama is there, they will go. You tell one orchestra is there, they will go. You tell Ramayana is there, they will go. But for Vedantic classes, people are not available because they have to drop their prejudices. They will be banged continuously by the teaching with so many atomic bombs. Vedanta will tell, Yage Naike Amrutattva Manashuhu. By renunciation alone, you will get immortality. Na Vittena Tarpaniyo Manushyaha. By money, you will never gain satisfaction. Immediately you touch his packet or remember his bank balance. What the Swami is telling? So it is an atomic bomb in the mind. Dropping that prejudice that as far as I am concerned, now money is my source of security. People are my source of security. How can I accept that Vedantic word that I have to drop people, I have to renounce everything? So it is a painful spiritual practice. It involves solving of so many psychological problems. But if you have Shraddha in the teaching and the teacher, instead of rejecting the Vedanta, instead of blaming the teacher or doubting the teacher's capacity, you will blame your own mind, your own understanding capacity, and ask for clarification. Arjuna, being a Shraddhavan, asked for this clarification. But he asked the Lord to be his advisor rather than his teacher. There is a great difference between being an advisor and a teacher. Advisor says, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. He doesn't clarify why I should not do that, why should I do that. So in spiritual life, the seeker alone should decide what type of lifestyle I should have. Vedanta will tell this is this, this is that. If you want this, you go there. If you want that, you go there. You take pravritti marga, dharma marga, you will certainly gain up to Brahma Loka. You take jnana marga, you will gain the Atma Jnana. And to gain that Atma Jnana through jnana marga, you should prepare yourself. Like that he will clarify all the gamuts of human life. He will not choose on your behalf, you do this, you don't do that. Teacher may help him in deciding that course of action by enlightening the student, but teacher cannot decide on behalf of the student. Through advice, generally, we don't transform the person. We don't transform the person. But by teaching, we transform the person. Say, for example, every parent say, don't tell lie, satyam vada. Every parent say, satyam vada. By advising or ordering, the parent doesn't convey the value of that moral value. Why should not I tell lie? Why should I tell only truth? Parent doesn't convey. Therefore, child may follow it or may not follow it. But if the parent enlighten you, enlighten the child, what is the value of speaking truth? What is the greatness of speaking truth? And what are the benefit you are going to get by speaking that truth, by following that moral value? Then automatically, the child will follow whether parent are observing or not. Vedantic Acharya used to tell, a value is a value only when the value is valued as a value of his life. A value is a value only if that value is valued as a value of his life. Otherwise, if somebody observes traffic jumping, if police is there, he will not jump the traffic. Otherwise, immediately everybody tries to jump the traffic. Why? Because that value of traffic discipline he has not yet understood. Therefore, teacher has to teach the greatness of that particular value. In the light of that knowledge, the student will automatically decide the right course of his action. So Bhagavan, being Jagat Guru, knows these things. These are all very basic things to be a teacher. So he knows that he should not give any advice telling that, hey Arjuna, do karma. When he told Tasmad Uttishta Kaunteya, told you do fighting, but that command was presupposed by Tasmat. Tasmat means therefore. Therefore means so many ideas are already given. It was a conclusion. After giving so many ideas, karmanyeva adhikarate, you are eligible for karma only. So he can give that knowledge by teaching only. So he has to teach now again what is the importance of karma yoga, what is the role of karma yoga in moksha marga, why should he follow karma yoga at present. Otherwise, if the teacher doesn't teach, the student will be always in ignorance. This particular situation has come in his life, some advice was given, immediately he has followed without understanding why it was given, what is the role of that advice, he did not know. Just simply followed like a doctor's prescription. We don't say, I want to understand the mechanism of this medicine. Then only I will take this medicine. Doctor will say, Dirgha Ishwan Bhava, live long. So by taking the doctor's prescription, you don't become a doctor. You don't become a knowledgeable person with regard to that medicine. So as a patient, it is okay. But as a person who has to face lot of situations in his life, you cannot always depend upon somebody's advice. So you should be knowledgeable enough to decide by you yourself based on the facts of life. Therefore, Bhagavan, being Jagat Guru, does not want Arjuna to be an ignorant and dependent person. He starts the entire Vedantic teaching once more as though it is a new question, as though it is a fresh topic, as though it is an intelligent question from Arjuna. Arjuna blamed indirectly, little bit he told, "You are as though confusing me." Arjuna also would have told, "Hey, you are a manda buddhi." He could have blamed. No, teacher will never do that. He is full of, Jagadguru is full of compassion. So he appreciates that question, and as though it is an intelligent question, he has already answered this. As though it is an intelligent question, Bhagavan tries to answer.
Shri Bhagavan uvacham, lokesmin dividha nishta pura prokta mayanagha jnana yogena sankhyanam karma yogena yoginam.
Bhagavan starts in their Vedantic teaching once more, and this teaching will end only at the 17th chapter. So in between Arjuna also will ask lot of related questions, and finally he will say nashto mohaha smritir labdha tat prasadat maya chuta. He will say, now he says, ye anaga, O sinless one. Sinless one here means a person who has Shraddha in this scripture. Because not having Shraddha in the scripture itself is a sin. Once you have Shraddha in the scripture, immediately you have a hold to hold on. Those civilizations which doesn't have this Shraddha in the scripture, they have to depend upon somebody's words. They have to depend upon either their founders of their religion. They have to depend upon somebody's words. But if a person has Shraddha in the scriptures, in the Veda, then even if I may contradict one particular spiritual person, I don't have any problem. I can happily contradict him, and I can hold on to the Vedic tradition. Therefore here Bhagavan says, you are a sinless one. You have that purity of mind to understand the importance of the scripture in your life. E anaga, asmin loke, in this world, dvida nishta maya pura prokta. Pura prokta, he says. In the beginning of the creation, I reveal these two nishta, dvida nishta, he says. Two nishta. Nishta means lifestyle. Two types of lifestyle. What are they? Jnana yogena sankhyana, karma yogena yogina. Sankhyana means sannyasina. For sannyasis, I gave the jnana marga, and for householders, or other than sannyasins, those who are other than sannyasins, for them I prescribed the karma marga. It is a very important shloka. To understand this, we should know the Vedic teaching, the Vedic vision of human life. According to Veda, human life is for freedom only. Human life is for attaining moksha. Human life is for attaining the Lord, attaining the infinitude, attaining the shanti. According to all the scriptures are unanimous in this idea that human life is not for sense pleasures. Human life is not for earning wealth. So, knowledge or attaining the freedom is the only goal of human life. So therefore, it has prescribed a pattern of life. So it has divided the human life into four segments. One is, we call that ashrama. One is brahmacharya ashrama. First, initially, when a child is 6 or 7 years old, he is asked to follow that particular way of life called Brahmacharya Ashrama, wherein he has to learn lot of good habits, how to live the day-to-day life, how to practice the dharma in his day-to-day life. All those things is given. Knowledge about the practical life is given. Then, after completing that education, second stage of human life is general. Second stage is Grihastha Ashrama. A person is eligible, is matured enough to take up that responsibility of being an householder. You may ask, what is the responsibility of being a householder? Every householder has to perform Pancha Maha Yajna. We talked about this. Pancha Maha Yajna. What are they? Rishi Yajna, Deva Yajna, Manushi Yajna, otherwise Nru Yajna, Bhuta Yajna and Pitru Yajna. He has obligatory duties towards all these five categories of community. Deva Yajna, he has to perform so many varieties of rituals. Then Rishi Yajna, he has to study the scriptures. Even though he is an householder, he has to study the scriptures. That's why that convocation type, Swadhyaya Pravachanabhyam Na Pramadi Davyam, Acharya gives a final teaching, final advice to a brahmachari, Swadhyaya Pravachanabhyam Na Pramadi Davyam. Even though you will be burdened with so many duties, responsibilities, never forget to study the scriptures in one form or the other form. That is called Rishi Yajna. Third one is Pitru Yajna, taking care of parents if they are alive, or doing Shraddha and other ceremonies if they have passed. Then fourth one is Bhuta Yajna, serving the society. Atithi Devo Bhava. Shastra says, whoever comes as your guest is your deity, is your Bhagavan. Consider him as your Bhagavan and feed him whatever is minimum necessity, you fulfill that necessity. So, householder has to feed brahmacharis, householder has to feed a sannyasis, householder has to feed a vanaprasthins also, retired people. So, entire responsibility is on the head of householder. Then fifth one is Bhuta Yajna, serving the animals and the, what you call, natural sources, natural forces, not polluting them. So with these responsibilities, you have to live in the world as a householder. Then third one is, after fulfilling all your responsibilities, third stage of your life will be a vanaprasthin, a retired life. Retired life not for sitting in front of TV and go on having mega serials. Shastra gives retirement from our responsibility not to have entertainment, but to go one more step in the spiritual path. So all the responsibilities are taken away from him. He was asked to go for seclusion. In those days, forest living was considered as a secluded life, wherein he can spend the entire time in spiritual practices, japa and other. He can go along with his wife also. So there he prefers for the last ashrama called Sannyasa Ashrama. For the last ashrama called Sannyasa Ashrama, wherein there is no responsibility at all, there is no people at all to whom he is obliged. But at the same time, his life is to be a very, very severe life. It is not an escapist life. He has gone through the entire responsibilities, he has gone through the ups and downs of life, he has understood whatever I am going to gain in this world is subject to time and subject to arrival and departure. So I cannot depend upon something which is subject to arrival and departure. I should depend upon something which is permanent, and I should try to gain that knowledge about that permanent entity. This is the scheme of life designed by the Veda for general humanity. First three stages we call as Pravritti Marga. First three stages we call as Pravritti Marga. Pravritti Marga means you are supposed to do certain actions. In Brahmacharya Ashrama, entire time is spent only in learning the Vedas and doing Guru Seva, etc. and grihastha ashrama panchamaha yajnas are there. Vanaprastha ashrama also you have to do japa and upasana and other thing. Those are all also considered manasika karmani. They also are actions, mental actions. So first three stages of life is called pravritti marga. The last stage called sannyasa is called nivritti marga, wherein the person is totally engaged only in learning, learning, learning. He need not bother about his food. He should not have any kitchen. He should not cook also. He should not touch the fire. So what will he do when he gets hungry? Shastra says, whenever you are hungry, go outside, ask Bhagavati Bhikshan Dehi, somebody will feed you. And he need not bother about his hairstyle. He did not spend for hair cutting. Either you grow or shave. Two things only allowed. In between, hair cutting is not allowed. And he need not bother about which shirt, which pant I can have, which color should I have today. Same color. No choice in his life. And people also, no choice for him to select certain people as my own people, to select somebody as not mine. So he is equal to all. He relates with all. Or doesn't relate with anyone else. Therefore, this life is totally committed for ultimate knowledge, jnanam, atma jnanam. What is his work? Morning studying the scriptures, afternoon studying the scriptures, evening studying the scriptures, night also studying the scriptures. Shravana, manana, nididhyasanani. Three sadhanas only are prescribed. Either you study the scripture, or you teach that scripture, or you meditate on that scriptural wisdom. That is why even he was asked to give up the Gayatri mantra. Because while chanting Gayatri mantra, again you have to spend 1 hour daily in those days. I am talking about Vedic vision of human life. So Shastra told, don't waste your time in that japa also. So one line of the Gayatri has been reduced to one letter. So entire Gayatri has been reduced to Om. In Om there are three letters. A, U, Ma. First line is reduced to A. Second line is reduced to U. Third line is reduced to Ma. Therefore, even he doesn't have waste of energy or waste of time, even with regard to doing japa also. So it's a simple life wherein there is no choices at all. Entire time is spent only in perpetuation of this knowledge. We call it as nivritti marga. He understands that this world is samsaram eva nissaram drishtva sarati drikshaya pravrajanti akrutodvaha param vairagyam ashrita. Samsaram eva nissaram. There is no sara at all. Sara means what? Essence. There is no essence in the worldly life, materialistic life. Drishtva, not with hatred he goes away. Sara Sidrikshaya. He doesn't give up this world with hatred. Because hatred again is another form of attachment. Sara Sidrikshaya he goes. He goes in search of the essence of his life. Pravrajanti akrutodvaha. Without marrying, he goes in search of that essence of life with param vairagyam ashritaha. Having a great renunciation in his life. So this is the Vedic vision of human lifestyle. And while describing it, Veda told there may be some extraordinary people. So those people should be given some exceptions. What is that exception? Jumping the second and third stage of life. What is the second and third stage? Grihastha ashrama and Vanaprastha ashrama. So Veda has given permission to jump. If a person is confident in his mental maturity, if a person has confidence that he has already resolved all the raga dveshas, strong likes and dislikes, because being a sannyasi, a person cannot have long raga dvesha. He cannot have likes and dislikes. He cannot say, I like coffee, I like tea. Therefore, Bhagavati, coffee dehi, he cannot say. Bhikshan dehi only. Bhagavati, dosa dehi, he cannot say. Whatever is given, he has to take, that's all, go. And that too, three houses or five houses maximum. Not every house is getting. If you don't get 3 houses, you can go for 5 houses. If you don't get 5 houses also, you can go for up to 7 houses. That much only. Once you get from one house, over. Maybe it is little or maybe it is spoiled food also, you cannot go for another house. So there is no choice for his life. There is no raga dvesha, strong likes and dislikes. And these strong likes and dislikes are managed in the householder life. There is a field for that householder to work out his strong likes and dislikes. He might have liked something, he will go on towards that and he will get the beating because of that liked item. Then he will understand, I should not hold on this. So raga dvesha are neutralized in householder life. If a person has already neutralized those raga dvesha in the previous janma, possibility is there. If the person is naturally having the inclination towards this atma jnanam, he should not be burdened with all types of grihastha responsibilities. It's a great responsibility. Therefore, Shastra told, you can jump second and third stage and go for fourth stage directly. So, two types of marga. One is pravritti marga, another is nivritti marga. In pravritti marga itself, brahmacharya ashrama, grihastha ashrama and vanaprastha ashrama are involved. In nivritti marga, sannyasa ashrama is involved. Here Bhagavan says, divita nishta maya prokta. These two types of lifestyle I have told. If you read the Puranas, you will come to know that from the navel of the Vishnu, lotus came. From that lotus, Brahmaji came. When Brahmaji was searching, who has created me, what is the purpose of my life, who am I? Immediately, Bhagavan gave that knowledge, you are so and so, you are given this so and so portfolio. He has given Veda. Maya Prokta means Veda Rupena Maya Prokta. As even the creation is started, I have given this knowledge, this lifestyle. Entire thing, whatever necessary for human life, I have given in Vedena, Veda Rupena. That's why Brahmaji has four heads. Four heads means what? Four Veda. Pura, in the beginning itself, I have given. Why? Because of the adhikari bhedas. Some are matured enough to go directly towards the knowledge. Some are yet to get maturity. Therefore, there is an adhikari bheda. Bheda means what? There is a division according to the qualification. You cannot ask scientist to sweep the road because his mind is always in thought process. And at the same time, you cannot ask a sweeper to go and do research work. Both will get trouble. So whatever is their capacity, to that capacity only one more chance or field should be given. So whoever is having that strong likes and dislikes, they are given a field to work out their likes and dislikes. They have given a field to neutralize that likes and dislikes. They have given a chance to get maturity. And those who are confident about their own convictions, those who have that renunciation. The sign of maturity according to Veda is renunciation. Renunciation means not only giving up externally, ready to give up any time. I am ready to give up anything including this body. That is the sign of maturity. Those who have that maturity, they can select this lifestyle. So there is a choice in selecting the lifestyle. Either you can select a grihastha lifestyle or you can select a sannyasi lifestyle. But there is no choice for spiritual practices. For moksha, jnanam alone is the only way. Why? We have seen that moksha means permanent thing. Freedom means permanent thing. Permanent thing means it should be available here and now. How you will attain something which is available here and now? How you will attain? By knowing that it is already here and now. So knowledge is the tamevam vidvan amruta iha bhavati na anyav panta ayanaya vidyate. All the Vedas are very unanimous in this opinion that na anyav pantaha ayanaya vidyate. Then what about karma yoga, bhakti yoga, raja yoga? There are 24 yogas, so many yogas are there. You can read in published books. What about that? All those type of spiritual practices will help certainly to gain that maturity. But moksha you won't gain. Because if it is gained, it cannot be a moksha. Anything gained will be a future affair, will be in the form of result of your effort. Therefore, it cannot be freedom. Therefore, here Bhagavan says, those two lifestyle, you can select anything. But as far as you are concerned, Arjuna, I want you to stay in the grihastha ashrama. According to me, you have not got enough maturity. So entire Gita, Bhagavan will support first lifestyle only. Bhagavan will never support keeping their second and third. He will say, enter into householder life, gain maturity. After gaining maturity, you can go for sannyas. And after going to sannyas, you gain the knowledge and get the moksha. One choice. Or enter in the householder life, stay as the householder up to the last, even if you gain the knowledge. Because householders also can have knowledge. All the rishis were householders only. Only one or two rishis, Sanakati rishis are sannyasins, Narada rishi was sannyasin. All other rishis are majority, they are also householders. So possibility of gaining the knowledge is there in both lifestyle. So you should not jump from brahmachari to directly sannyasa. That is for some exceptional cases. Every rule has some exception. So jumping is exception. You are not under that category, oh Arjuna. Therefore never try to jump. Because now Arjuna's problem is want to jump from the battlefield. Therefore don't try to jump. Be as a householder, work out your own strong likes and dislikes, then get maturity. Being an householder itself, you go for Atma Jnanam, get that knowledge, be free. Or after getting maturity, after finishing this war and other thing, after crowning yourself, then afterwards you renounce. After crowning you renounce. I will say, you will not renounce. Because if you have that renunciation as your inclination, you would have renounced 13 years before itself. 13 years you were roaming in the forest only. There you could have studied Vedanta. There, how many times I came? One time you did not ask, hey Bhagavan, please tell me their shreyas. Not a single time. All the time you fellows are very busy with lot of vengeance. You went to heaven even to gain that weapons. Weapons only, not to gain knowledge. Indra also is a knowledgeable person, he could have gained knowledge. How many sadhus, rishis have come? Even Markandeya Rishi came. You never asked him, tell the life purpose. What is life purpose? Now family problem, therefore you say, let me go and take sannyas. This escapism will not work, hey Arjuna. I say, even if you go from here, taking garva class, taking sannyasa, I will say, after going there, you will start once more association for sannyasins. Sannyasi association. Because fighting nature is there with you. If you don't want to fight for this Rajya and other thing, you will certainly go and fight for sannyasi's welfare. Give one free land. Like that you will have nature or inclination called Rajoguna Buddhi is there. I know that. Therefore, I will never prescribe you for jumping to the sannyasa way of life. Stay here itself. That is a rule for certain exceptional people, not for the general humanity, and there are lot of problems in that exceptional route. If a person, if an immature person takes that life, he will be an hypocrite. Because there is no chance for him to work out his likes and dislikes. At the same time, his likes and dislikes are strong, he's not going away. So anybody married people, he sees, he says, I would have missed, whether I missed or not. He'll think. He sees that somebody is having nice thing in their life, then he will think, oh, I have missed that. So he will be an hypocrite. Externally you may be a sannyasi, internally you will be a pakka grahastha. That is called a split personality. That will lead you to hypocritic life. You are my devotee, therefore I am going to prescribe you only this karma marga, which is meant for householders. I have many other reasons also why I want you to stick to this householder life. Those details we will see in the next class.
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मनि प्रणदक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।